Hi, everyone. I'm Brené Brown, and I'd love to tell you about my podcast, Dare to Lead. Innovation, creativity, building a better, more just world, all of these things require absolutely courageous leadership, especially given the complexity and chaos of the world right now. The Dare to Lead podcast is a collection of conversations with change catalysts, culture shifters, some troublemakers, folks who are really daring to create and change the world. I hope you join us.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Gobbling Dinosaurs Way Heavy. That's from Ethan Revell on Patreon. Help us out. Join the 420 Club, patreon.com/gettingdug. And come see me live. Yes, next Tuesday, December 10th, I'm going to be at the UCB Theater over here on Franklin Avenue in Los Angeles doing a Doug Loves Movies taping. And then on Thursday night, December 12th, this is the big one, at Largo at the Coronet on La Cienega, Doug Loves Movies, 12 Guests of Christmas, West Coast. East Coast you can listen to now wherever you listen to podcasts. And then on December 16th, I'll be in Seattle at the Neptune Theater doing a Doug Loves Movies taping there. For all my dates and deets and links, go to DougLovesMovies.com and enjoy the show.
Excitement about
we're late,
New York.
We're late.
Hey, blast off. Here's what happened. You know how when you get somewhere too early and then when it's time to start, you're like, oh shit, because you've been sitting around for a long time? That's what happened to me today. But I had a lovely flight back from New York. I had a great weekend in New York. We did 12 Guests of Christmas, the Doug Loves Movies annual special. The East Coast edition. We're doing West Coast edition on December 12th, Todd, but you're busy.
I'm going to be going to home for Christmas, but super early. Yeah, wow.
Todd Glass is here, everybody.
Aw, come on. Really?
Aw. And Alicia and Taylor, and that's why there's a little less clapping, because they'd normally be sitting over there.
The show's late, but we're
in
early.
This first segment.
It balances.
But they're going to hang out with us for the whole episode, if that's all right with Todd.
I love it. Are you kidding me? I'm in a great mood. I feel great.
What are you in a great mood about? What happened?
Because he's having an early Christmas.
And I feel organized in life. That too. Well, I'm going home to see. I'm doing a private show on the 12th. And then I figured, do I come back and then go back? So I'm just going to stay maybe. But
a private show.
Yeah, like, you know, corporate type
like
of show.
Like in Philadelphia?
Yeah.
Cool.
But and then, you know, I may as well get this out of the way now because I'm like crazy excited about this. But
can I get something out of the way right now?
Yes, yes.
I can't picture you in winter clothes.
Oh, really?
Well, in a scarf? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I can't. I mean,
yeah,
I can wear shorts. I'm sure you look fine, but I'm just saying, I've just used to you being in short sleeves.
Yeah.
Even on the coldest day in California, it's kind of chilly right now.
Yeah, it is.
And you're still like, you look like that. So what do you, how do you, well, how do you what do you do when you go to Philadelphia at Christmas time?
Well, one,
it's hella cold, right?
I battle my stepdad with the heat all, like, 3 days at the house. Like, I turn it down, he turns it up. I turn it down. So he locked it. And you know what? Good for him for doing it. He's smart because it's his house. So, but I wear shorts a lot. Like I do. I go from my parents' house. I go to the gym, and I leave, and they're like, "You're gonna wear shorts?" I go, "I'm just gone into the car, and then gonna park." I leave the car running. I have two keys, so I can leave the car running with the heat on, in case I run in for a minute. So then I come back out. But what did you want to get out of the way?
That was it. What's your thing?
Oh, so I've been doing stand-up comedy a really, really long time, 35 years, and I've never done a headlining show in New York. So on this tour and I've never done a tour really, you know?
I really wanted to do a spit take on the announcement, but it wouldn't have made any sense.
Oh, I would have.
I was ready
it.
To
you
do
look
it.
Good, Doug.
I was ready to do it, but, you know, headliner show in New York, that's great.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's nothing really funny about doing a spit take about that. Like, it's not,
I would have liked
not
it
the
anyway.
Craziest thing. So where's it going to be and when?
So anyway,
you got a flyer.
Yeah, well, I starred in Philly. And by the way, you've never done a tour in 35 years. I've got connected two comedy clubs together, and that's not really a tour. But starting in January, start at Philadelphia Helium in January, Philadelphia Helium, the 16th through the 19th. Okay, I've done that before. Then after that, I'm going to take a few days off and end up in New Hope at John and Peter's, which is this iconic place. We already have one show. We're going to do another because we sold out the first show. It's really, really small. Then...
Should I do this when I'm doing my plugs, show them to you while I'm saying them?
I like a visual.
It's almost... Yeah. Well, I figure people can freeze it at home. Then...
Oh, yeah, freeze that.
People then that I'm are colorblind won't be able to see it, though.
Oh, shit. Then I'm going to go, and then I'm going to take a few days off after Philly and go to New York in Brooklyn at the Murmur Theater. One night, hopefully two shows. I'm going to have the band with me. It's going to be, I've never done it in New York.
I heard people talking kind of quietly about that place.
Really?
Yeah, it was like a murmur.
You know, you got me. You went like a football player. You know what you did? You didn't mention helium. It's a gas. So I relaxed. And then you go, boom, you got me the other way.
And then, helium is, though, still a gas.
And then after New York, we're not coming home. We're just going to stay on the road. We're going to find something to do.
We're going to go to
Pittsburgh. Yeah. We're going to go to Pittsburgh at the Arcade Theater, which is this crazy cool theater. Two rooms, and we're going to do six shows there.
It's like, what, a quarter to get in?
No, it's 20, 25, I think.
Penny Arcade,
there you go.
Go to see Todd at all these places,
so that's it.
Guys.
Did you get a close-up? Every time I get home, I get mad at the camera guy. I go, really, that's how fucking close you could have gotten? I mean, help me out here.
Yeah.
There we go.
And go to these shows and say, Getting Dug with High sent me. Yell it out. While he's trying to say the punchline of a joke.
I noticed he was coming in close for that. There you go. How about all those places? I got you a nice shout-out. Philadelphia Helium is my home, sweet home, so that excites me just to go there. So, wow. Thank you for letting me get that out of the way. Now I can
Here. I've got probably all that shit written on a card.
Good. Say it again later because people need to hear
it. I'm going to say it at the end.
But it's great to see. I'm in a great mood.
If it's a good show.
Yeah, I'm
if it's
ready.
It's a bad show. We shouldn't, you know, we don't want people showing up at your gigs mad.
No, I didn't.
No pressure. I don't know why I do that. I like to put extra pressure on people while they're getting high. It's not right.
You don't do anything wrong.
You could just have the people that come to the show sign an NDA.
What is that?
Oh, my God.
I hear that's a thing you can do.
And what does that mean?
They just can't talk about the agreement.
Yeah.
They just can't talk about the show?
They can't say anything about it. Pete Davidson, a million dollar NDA, is doing that.
But I think it's because it's, why is it? Because he's got a new special he's working on?
My theory is that it's probably a special and it might be the company behind it and not so much Pete himself, but I don't know.
Whoever's behind it, it's just such a weird, it's so weird that anybody's sitting in wait, like I want to know what his jokes are before I see him say them. Like, who cares?
Yeah.
Like, you either want to see it or you don't. I don't know what this has to do with anything.
I thought they were, maybe I don't understand. I thought they were doing that because they don't want their material as they're working on it to get out there. Is that what they're worried about?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you understand that, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, now I get it.
You know, it's just because of Twitter and everything, people are getting quoted more and more often, and sometimes not even attributed. Like, they just go, I was at a comedy club and a guy said this.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you get even less less than that.
Some guy.
But I will still say this, because you know why I say it? If you're going to say something 100 times, you better, you know, say why, because otherwise people go, I know, we've heard it. Because I feel I'm the only one saying it. Still, I beg of people, please put the negative and the positive of social media into perspective before you go, that's the problem these days. Yeah, there's the negative, but there's a positive, too, that a lot of people wouldn't even have an audience. Not everybody, but there's comedians out there that just have an audience because of modern YouTube and Twitter and podcasts. That's what brought them to a ton of people. So just go, there is the negative, but there's also a lot of positive, and comedy is in a great place. There you go.
Thank you for that, Tom.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
People do get down these days about, you know, how overwhelming the internet can be and how there is so much negative stuff that comes out of it. But I like to think about just, you know, in lots of ways, it's... you know, just been good for humanity and just in terms of people being able to reach out. And
I agree.
I don't know how it would match up with like suicide statistics and whatnot, but you were going to say?
Yeah, Here's why the internet can be good. Because it just taught me that today is Tiffany Haddish's birthday.
Oh, yeah. See? If it wasn't for the internet, you used to have to read magazines to know that.
And also what you were saying about, you know, look, we know there's the negative. We're not negating that. We're just saying there's a lot of love and there's a lot of positivity. And people can reach out and say really kind things. And so, yeah, I always, you know, what were you just saying about
I don't know. But also lots of people are getting a lot of free comedy. A lot of people are getting cathartic, tweets. You know, they're enjoying the fact that the country is really concerned about what's happening right now, you know, so you don't feel alone on that. You don't feel like you have to talk to your relatives you don't agree with and that kind of shit.
Right.
You know what I mean? And you want people on your side, and you can find the people that are on your side on social media, which I guess is, you know, creating battle lines. It's all give and take, but I'd rather it existed than it didn't.
Sure. And it really puts into perspective, like, how many people I do disagree with on pretty major issues. I think that's, like, crazier to me than realizing how many people are like-minded. Just being like, oh, right, this is really...
Yeah, and even though there's a lot of people that will say, like, oh, now people just go to their groups where everyone agrees with them. Yes, that happens. But widen the scope. There's also a lot of people who learn good things because of the internet. And they don't just run to their click that agrees with them. They're learning what other people think. And that's important to realize. And also, it depends what you're looking for. You know, if you're looking for positivity on the internet, you can find some really sweet things. Let alone, and I am going to go on a rant here. You can play some music if you want in post or something. But also, it has taught me to want to eat less tortured meat.
We have post?
Even without the documentary or something that somebody tweets or puts on Instagram that is specifically for that. Just when it humanizes an animal, a cow playing with a ball has made me a better, saying, oh, that's like a dog. I wouldn't, you know, and it's like, I'm making sense. I'm not saying it the best I've ever said it. And the other thing, real quick, it's taught me podcasting alone, because I include that in this whole thing. It's taught me to be more honest. And I see other people on podcasts bare their soul, and I go, wow, I do that same thing, but I was afraid to say it. And so it's a lot of good. It's a lot of good. Go fuck yourself.
How much can you bench? Do you know the number?
I don't.
Oh, damn.
But it's probably, I'm probably decent.
Well, enough. Whatever number you were going to say, then I was going to say, be honest.
Oh, be
honest. Because you just said you're so honest.
No, I bench around, I don't even know what to lie is a lot. Like, what should I be able to bench if you were like, whoa?
I have no idea.
200?
Should you be able to bench your own body weight? Is that like a
For sure.
Thing,
that seems like you should be able to do that, yeah.
Okay.
200 pounds,
I
guess.
I could do that.
Okay.
Yeah, I should be able to. Although I lose arm wrestling to every single person that arm wrestles me. I don't care who the fuck it is, what they look like. I sit down, I'm at a comedy club. I don't want to arm wrestle. No, you, okay, I'll arm wrestle you. And then I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
I think you could beat me. I don't even want to find out, though. Yeah.
Do you really
I
arm wrestle
that often?
The chat's
just going crazy right now.
No, but when it's happened. I know, that's a good question.
I think I'd be terrible at it. Like, I can do a few pull-ups, but my arms are, my lower arms are pretty weak.
I don't know if I've ever done more than two
pull-ups. And I got small hands, too.
Any
that doesn't
upper body
help.
Strength.
Pull-ups are hard.
Yes, so hard.
Yeah, that was the shameful thing. Like, my gym teachers would always make me just hang from the bar for a while because I couldn't even do one.
It's like,
why are you humiliating me? You can see that I can't. You've got to teach me things to build the strength in my arms. Like, you can't just go, hey, you fuck up. What's wrong with you?
We just had to touch the bar.
If you couldn't do one,
all you had to do was touch the bar.
Just touch it?
Yeah, I guess some were nicer about it than others, but it's still like, it's still like just an update, everybody. This fool can't do what everybody can do.
Look at him hanging there.
This has to do with Jim. In the Mr. Rogers movie, which, you know, you can talk about later if you want, but he said that one of the best things that makes you be able to identify with children, don't ever forget what it's like to be a kid. That was the essence of what he said. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people, you do, and if you remember, if you can really try to remember that, even this would be different. Because every adult must forget what it's like to fucking be a kid and be in gym. It sucks. It's so embarrassing. It's so humiliating, and it doesn't have to happen. You know, it doesn't have to happen if a lot of people making those decisions would go, oh, yeah, I fucking hated that. And it's not even something you should fucking hate. Well, get over it. It's good for you. It's not.
Yeah.
It's not even good if it was some, I fucking hate math, too, but I get it. Yeah, you got to learn it. But gym, it doesn't have to be humiliating
gym
like it is.
Gym isn't play. Yeah. Recess is play. Recess. Yeah. Recess, we would run around the entire time, get plenty of exercise, yeah. And then when you go to gym class, you just want, you the last thing you want to do if you're not good at whatever they're doing that yeah. day, or especially like fucking calisthenics
yeah,
and shit
yeah,
like
yeah.
that,
general exercise.
Running laps, fuck you. Yeah. It's like, what are we yeah. doing?
And
like,
it takes
you're
play.
Not
you know
the
what it
boss
does?
Of me?
It takes play, which is fucking amazing. And oh, let's put accuracy with it. Oh, fuck, great. Yo, you can throw, but you got to hit this. You got to do that. And by the way, if kids like sports. I think there's a lot of good that comes out of organized
yeah,
sports.
Great.
That's not what we're talking about, obviously.
Not at all,
but I don't want to fight. Climbing that rope, I hated it.
We're not talking about sports.
It.
We're talking about shit like climbing up a rope. Yeah. Like, what is, who, what?
Why? I had to do horseshoes yeah. in high school gym once, and horseshoes. A kid got his nose busted open. It was one of the most horrific things I've ever had to witness. It doesn't need to happen.
No, it's yeah.
You should not be playing horseshoes.
Good gym teachers. My gym teacher was pretty nice, though. He knew I hated gym, so he tried to just, like, not make me do a lot.
I found, like, in high school, like, I was lucky that I went to a school where, like, you could sign up for, like, a specific thing for your PE time for them.
Oh.
That's for, like, the whole semester. And so I'd get, like, tennis or racquetball, depending on what the season. And you just go do that for an hour. So that,
pretty nice.
That was cool.
Yeah, where'd you grow up? Oh, in San Diego?
San Diego, yeah.
So I mean, it was a land of options.
My high school is ridiculous. Like, looking back on it, like, I'm so lucky that I... you know, got to go there because, you know, it's a public school, but it just was like, hey, go be a comedian.
Yeah. My graduating
you know, like
class,
it just put me on the path, you know.
My graduating class was 58 of us in a small town in Michigan.
Yeah, mine was like 39 people in my graduating class.
Yeah, I'm afraid to even That's guess what mine was. I want to look it up now, but.
Hundreds, right?
Hundreds for sure.
That's I crazy. Went to Conestoga High School, and it was a period, I feel lucky, too. They were, you know, in the, like, if you didn't fit in the traditional, you know, get this, you know, traditional what you need to go to college, they had academic things that you could sign up, take a half yeah. day of the important stuff they feel you needed to learn, and then let you go. And they used to say, look, you know, Todd, you're not going to make a living smoking pot, so you better learn something. And I fucking think I defied you. I mean, it seemed it has worked out. That's a good one. Write it to you. No, I have great affection for Conestoga High School. I had great teachers. They never made me feel stupid.
At my school didn't have as cool a name as fucking Conestoga.
Yeah. Yeah.
But was, it like, was still mascot? A great school as far as the drama program goes. Because I went for 4 years.
You went 4 years to high school?
My high school was 4 years, a four-year school, and all 4 years I was in the drama program. Like, by the time I was a senior, my class was me and three or four other people because nobody, you know, nobody got to level four because nobody, you know, so few people start when they're a freshman. Because they're all nervous and they don't want to take a class. We have to get up and entertain everybody.
Like, what type of stuff would you do in that class?
The class was in an actual, like, we had a theater. We had a working theater with curtains and everything. So just even for assignments and rehearsals and stuff, we were just in our classroom. And it was also, I would just go there in between every period and recess. I would just, every break, whatever they called it. Every break I would go there, eat my lunch in there. And so I just became a total theater nerd because they had such a good program.
That's so crazy to me.
Teacher is like my, that's my one, that's the one I point to
yeah,
as the
yeah.
biggest influence because she sat around teaching me, you know, drama shit for 4 years.
When I did high school plays, even like my senior year, we were doing the junior versions of musicals and we're all playing 2-3 parts.
Wow. We didn't even have a drama
at all
department, no. And our theater, like was just behind the basketball hoop. Was a stage in the gym.
Well, yeah, that the gymnasium was where, like, the shows would, you know, sometimes have to put on shows for the entire school.
Oh, yeah.
And I love that, too. I mean, I love just, like...
I did the... Oh, God, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. We also got to get back to Alicia's mascot question.
Did we take a break?
He doesn't know.
Oh, you don't know at all?
No, I don't.
Because my high school mascot was lame.
Same.
So lame. The Fighting Foothillers.
Oh, that is terrible, actually.
Which are, like, guys that... Mountain climbers. Or no, they're guys that were in a fight on a mountain. Now I'm a fucking all up, so I'm glad I haven't mentioned the name of the school.
Like what did it look like? Like, what's your mascot?
Oh, the mascot was just a guy, like, it was a big paper mache head, but it was just like a rugged outdoorsman with a big beard. Like, it wasn't like, it's just more like, oh, that guy's got some sort of, his head's inflated.
Like, is this still a school that's still their mascot? Like, they haven't?
I bet you it's still the Foothillers, yeah. Because also, the school is like on a hill. I mean, it was a beautiful campus, too, because it wasn't like just the building. It was a bunch of separate buildings, so they were all different shapes and sizes. And so, like, architecturally, it wasn't as boring as when I see high schools where you just walk in, it's one big building with
box.
Hallways and lockers and classrooms, and that's it.
That's just so
weird to me.
That locker smell, that school is so distinct. I think it's probably a mixture of a lot of things, but I went to vote. Like last time, whatever it was, 2 years ago, and they was in a school, and I walked in there, and it, I mean, you talk everybody, oh, smells bring
oh,
up.
Oh, that's
stuff,
what you say when they're like, "What are you doing here?" You're like, "I'm here to vote."
I'm here to vote. Oh, there's no voting in May. Yeah, I remember. Like, so anyway, it smelled that smell was so distinct. And one time, about 10 years ago, I went back to my elementary school, and it happened to be like where there were a lot of adults walking around, some sort of parenting thing. So, I mean, I know I'm not a bad person, and this was before a lot of the shootings were like as rampant as they are now. And I just walked around my elementary school, up and down aisles, and I was like remembering, like, I think if you turn the corner, that's where bike racks were in my head, and then there they were, and it was fucking. I was like, this is crazy. So much is the same. Whenever you can go back and see stuff that's the same, even though you know a lot of shit's different, seeing some same stuff, it really makes you feel like, okay.
Well, also just looking at the new stuff sometimes and, like, you know, all you've got it in your head, but it's still just hard to put it there because that new thing is there.
Yeah.
It's a trip. I like every time I go back to San Diego, something's different.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because I go every 3 or 4 months, you know.
I was back home in Valley. I know it said take a break, but I was.
Oh, yeah, we got to go to break. Yeah. All right, so Todd's going to try to remember whatever it was he was just going to tell us.
A song about.
We'll see if he remembers. It's all on you, Todd.
Our Deli. It's about our Deli.
Well, now we're going to remember because it's four of us. We're not that dumb.
Yeah.
But we'll be right back.
Give me more lighters.
Hey, everybody. Have you heard about our new show, Doing Doug with Dabs? It's me, Alicia, and Taylor hanging out and doing dabs after tapings of some of the regular shows. Sometimes we'll invite a guest. Sometimes it'll just be us. The show drops a couple times a month and is exclusive to members of our 420 Club on Patreon. Want to unwind with us after getting Doug with High? Head over to patreon.com/gettingdoug and sign up today. It supports this show, and in return, we'll send you a signed blue card, read your name during one of the shows, and you'll get early access to our pre-taped episodes. Pretty great. Check out patreon.com/gettingdoug to join today.
Sometimes I'm like in Philly and I go, you know, when you're
we're
done
back
there, you
with, are we back? We're back. We're back. Taylor and Alicia are here along with Todd Glass, who just signed a blue card, so we're going to send that out to somebody on our Patreon 420 Club. Do you have a Patreon, Todd?
I don't. Everybody, you always hear stories. Tony Babupi makes $45,000 and isn't he always got one listener? I heard John Funky Fucker.
I want to ask him some questions. How do you spell that? How do you spell Babupi?
Oh, no, I do know how to spell Babupi. Is B-O.
Uh-huh.
Boo, B, how do you spell that?
B-O-B-O-O.
Well, you definitely get, if you were going across the border and that's what you told the agent, you're getting pulled aside. Sir, how do you spell Baboopy? It's B and however you spell boo.
You might be crossing the border into Italy.
Yeah. Baboopy. Right.
It sounds like Bucco di Beppo, which I never think is a real place, but they're everywhere.
They are everywhere.
We went to one.
What if you change your name
before legally? You tell your the story that's going to be boring, can I really quickly do your deli story?
Not going to be boring because I'm not going to tell it.
Okay, perfect.
Oh.
So I win again. So
that was great because I thought I got you by going, I'm not going to tell it. Argument's over. And then you boom, boom, boom. Well, there's a winner as long as we all laugh.
Well, Todd, we have a new, a relatively new shirt that's, selling quite well.
Ooh.
out there on the I'll do the description of where you can get it after Todd does. Would you mind doing for us a commercial for this shirt?
Sure, I love doing
all
that.
All right, here we go. So is there a certain camera he should do it to? Does it matter? Just the middle. Just go to the middle.
Okay, wow.
There you go, Todd.
Ockley, you just handed it to me on the Home Shoppers. And let me say something about these shirts. These are good shirts. These are soft shirts. This is not the T-shirt that ends up, you know, I'm trying to channel one of those people on those shows, a lot of, you know. This is not the shirt that ends up in the bottom of your T-shirt drawer. This is the one you want. This is the one you're constantly searching for. This is the T-shirt that when you're leaving your house and it's an hour, you'll throw it in the washer to wash it and dry it real quick because you want to wear it. It feels good. It's light. And
Tell them about what it said. What's
well,
on there?
Hold on. There's
what's
a lot
on the
to
shirt?
Say.
Because there's so much more. It's
this,
a beautiful shirt. Even
take a look
if it
at
didn't
this.
Have
this is not just
the addition of this amazing.
This is not just a design. And that's just to start. I was getting there. Look at the design on this shirt. This is an artist did this. This is not just a computer that made a generated. Take a look at that. Look at the intricacies. And well, who did this? Who's this down here? Oh, it says getting dyed with high. This is a nice shirt, by the way. I thought you wanted me to Home Shoppers Network, but
I'm sorry. I just, you know, you sounded like you didn't want any help, so that's why I didn't answer your questions.
Oh, no, I do. What is it? Who? Why am I nervous?
Can we cut that together to something that seems like
maybe
a commercial? Like, do some sort of wrap-up sentence about it.
So anyway,
like, what would you say about that?
This
what is
a beautiful piece of art. This is a turkey. And it says gobble gobble, and it just says eat up life, you know. Make a turkey. If you ever look at a turkey, it's always wide eyed, and it's got so smoke some pot and be wide eyed, and beautiful colors. You got to admit, some shirts you look at, they're fucking ugly. They really are. The colors, I'm like, what the fuck? Is this a win an ugly shirt contest? But this is like a cool looking shirt. These are cool tones, colors I like. So there you go. And there, you know, I don't want anything on the back. Stop putting shit all over. Do something cool on the front. I don't want something on the sleeve. Just nice. And this is, it's so soft. Wow. Oh, it reminds me of when I was a kid, you know?
Well, Todd, thank you for telling him all about it and blowing your nose into it. We'll sell this one for a few extra dollars or maybe for a discount.
Yeah.
But TeePublic is extending Cyber Monday. They're like, what? Cyber Monday wasn't enough for TeePublic.
Who drew that?
They're going to keep going. That was driven by a Guatemalan child.
Oh, I was wrong.
I can't even say Guatemalan. Did I mention our dad before the show? All week long, I don't know how long is a week, maybe till next Monday or Tuesday, but all week, everything at TeePublic is 35% off. This means that classic t-shirts.
Gosh, a little long.
You can get a t-shirt, Todd, for $13 plus shipping.
That's nice.
Shipping's only $190.
So what?
After this week, we won't have another sale for the rest of the year.
Ooh.
I'm ordering this at the same time as everybody else, and I'm devastated that you have just a 1 week to buy stuff while it's on sale.
Specifically, oh my gosh.
Oh, those hoodies are so good.
I love those hoodies. I really do.
TeePublic.com/store/getting-dug-with.
Can I say something about the hoodies? Yeah. It's Christmas time, and there's nothing worse than when someone buys you a gift and then you didn't get them a gift. Buy 3 or 4 hoodies. Even if you wear one now, you'll put 3 away. You'll end up using them. Trust me.
I love that. Advice. That's terrific advice.
Yeah. They say that on the Home Shoppers Network.
Because I want to sell a lot of sweatshirts. I don't know why anybody would really need 4.
Well, they say on the Home Shoppers Network, it's so full of shit. They take fake calls and they go, "I bought 40 because because that's what they want their listener to sit home and go, "This caller bought 40. That's what I should do," you know? I got rid of all my old knickknacks.
I bought 40 because I'm going on 20 dates this year. And I have 2 ears.
And that, literally, they'll get calls. Go ahead, Lisa from Fuckface, wherever you're from.
I love the sweatsuit. I bought one in every color.
All right, well, then you're sick in your head.
Fuckface, is that near Dickwad?
That's where Dickwad Boulevard.
Oh, these are streets?
Streets.
Todd, I can't keep up with you today. You're smoking sativas, Todd.
Wow.
Today's is a Cinderella 99.
Now, is this
sounds like a futuristic Cinderella movie.
Is this the stuff that gives you energy? Is this the stuff that gives you energy?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Because if it wasn't, then it must be somewhat in your head sometimes, because I feel like I have a lot of energy.
Well, the indica today sounds like, you know, just sounds like a cute, fun thing. It's called Bubblegum Kush. But I made a note. I was talking to Taylor before the show. Somebody reached out to me on, I was going to say MySpace, Instagram, and said, stop disparaging. Please stop. It wasn't a rude message. Please stop disparaging indica. It might be right for some people. Just because it's not for you doesn't mean it's not for others. But I always feel like I'm not coming down too hard on indica for...
I don't think so.
...everybody else. I think everybody should try it.
Indica's which one? The hyper makes you energy or low? I forget.
It's more calming.
Sleepier. Yeah. Indica makes
sleepier.
You sleepier.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, these are the same people, if I may...
Here we go.
That will, like, you know, I'll argue a social discussion because there's good that can come out of it. But then there's the people that they won't argue anything socially. They'll never get into it, you know. But they'll be like, New York peach is better than L.A. All right, shut the fuck up. You both can have different favorite slices. Same thing with the pot, sativa. I hope there's not people out there arguing. This is better. Yay, we can both have different favorite ones.
And people like to argue. Whatever works for them, they think is going to work for everybody else.
I don't think you're right about that, and I'll tell you why. Get it? I did what you did to me to him.
It's magic.
Sometimes, oh, by the way, I want to make something very clear right now, and it is a good one. You know how I just say get it to him? It's always taken for granted that the person that says get it, because the other person always goes, I got it. I don't believe they do all the time. I think sometimes when you say get it, and then they keep a poker face, instead of, admit you didn't get it, may go, you know what, I didn't get it. There's nothing wrong with that, because I don't think you got it.
Please explain it to
well,
me.
Well, you said...
Wait, you don't feel like it's your fault when they don't get it?
I don't feel it's
you
my
think they're being dumb when they don't like your the dumb thing you said?
Well, my dude, that's up for debate. No, if I say I don't like to argue. Now, is he saying
listen, I'm being dumb for you.
I have follow through with this. You can get it and just go, I don't think it was funny. You can go, I got it because you said, I don't, you know, you said people like to argue. And then I went, I don't think they do. You could go, I get the joke, ha, ha, ha. But you didn't do anything, so I don't think you got it.
I laughed.
Oh, thank you.
In response to...
Yeah, I can confirm
I know, it's Doug that I have a fucking problem with. We get along.
I missed it. So shows
you're fine.
A couple of months ago. In October, I missed two shows. And,
you did?
It's too bad we couldn't have you come down. And
what do you mean you missed a show?
I couldn't come in, so...
What?
Yeah.
I already have planned what I wanted to do 2 years ago. I never brought it up because it's not professional. We go, remember, you said I could host a show if you're gone? So I figured, you know, maybe it's something they decided. Well, I would love to do that.
Man.
That would be so much fun. I would consider that an honor. I think I'd bring my band.
Wow, listen to him.
Right? Do it right.
All right. Well,
but also, don't fuck with the conventions of it. Because I just want to sit right here. Just like if you were going to host The Tonight Show, you don't want to bring in a new desk. So just sit right here. We could put a blow-up you there if you want.
No, just not being here.
Okay.
Yeah, it was, you know, I thought it was kind of fun to watch the show without me in it.
Oh, you did it?
I got to see, like, what would happen. Because the show would go on if I died, you know? So I got to see what that would be like.
Ooh, who did it?
We did
they
it,
did
Todd.
It. They
Oh, you two did it?
Yeah, yeah. Co-hosted.
Oh, so I didn't. I got it. Lost. That's great. Was it
yeah,
fun?
It was fun.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's tough, though. Hosting is tough.
Yeah.
Hosting and smoking.
Did you have... Yeah,
not getting lost
but on
in
each show, they had two, you know, stone yappy guests, you know, that they had to control like I always have to.
The first show, we had Jesse May Peluso, and actually a gentleman who's just a fan of the show.
Oh, yeah. What was his name?
What name did he want?
Dan.
He just wanted his first
Dan.
Name.
Dan.
Just Dan.
Dan, baby. Yeah.
J.D.
J.D.,
he was
baby.
His lovely wife. They were great.
Yeah, he was cool.
Super cool.
He had won the podcast-a-thon auction, I think.
Yeah.
Yep.
The second show was Billy Wayne Davis and...
Dave Ross?
Yes, yes.
And who?
Dave Ross.
Oh, they're great.
Yeah.
This isn't working, by the way.
That reminds me
of... I've never tried that. How old is it?
It's got to be.
Yeah, I think it's Jumbo's there because when people pick it up, we do a sound drop.
It's empty.
Oh, I had it picked up. I didn't hear the sound drop.
No, because sometimes we forget about it because nobody ever does it anymore. I think it's... I forget if it's people have to pick it up or if they have to say, what is this? Because that tends to be what people say when they pick it up.
They go together.
Say what is this?
Thank you. That person, wherever they are in this building, and I have a feeling they're right on the other side of that door. Pay attention. It's not like the show's been on 10 years. We all start falling asleep.
We're going to get high and say a bunch of nonsense. Pay attention. Fucking focus. Now, that's part of the fun of the drops on this show is that it's not an exact science. I wouldn't want anybody to be great at it. You know what I mean? Then you got a sound effects guy. Yeah. Somebody's great at it.
Yeah, see, when we hosted, we still weren't allowed to use those.
Oh, no?
That's
fine.
Yeah, it's just when I say them. It's stupid. The whole thing's stupid. It's a power trip.
Why do astronauts nice power, need ice cream? So bad. I started thinking about that.
Why is that the only astronaut food that we've gotten in the public, too?
What is he talking about?
Okay, I know what I'm talking about. The fact that
I'm on board. I get it.
The fact that astronauts even have ice cream is absurd a little bit because it's like they're going up into space and these are brilliant astronauts. Like, and they go, oh, but I need ice cream while I'm up there. You know, it's like, well, you're not going to get it. I mean, they must have wanted it.
Wait, you know, it's only there because they can't live without it?
I don't know. But
whose idea is
the
ice cream
request?
Astronauts just universally like ice cream.
What dessert would you want in space?
Aren't some of them lactose intolerant?
Nothing. If I'm an open heart surgeon, I'm not going. All right, I'm going to work to do open heart surgery, but I need a peanut Reese's Pieces while I'm operating. You know, I know. I know because they're gone for a long time. The bit
you're
fell
saying
apart.
The astronauts don't have a rider like a comedian or a band.
I just wanted to talk about ice cream and stuff like that.
Oh, you want to get the conversation going on ice cream.
And I didn't know how to get into it. I'm sorry. I should have been more honest.
I mean, I'm high. Let's talk about ice cream. It would be, perfectly acceptable. Do you have anything specific to say about ice cream?
I do, actually. And this is so good and it's easily done. Go get a vanilla, not a milkshake.
For reals?
Not a milkshake. Where? Why?
You're just going to describe something that's going to be full of calories and...
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It's insane. Yeah, yeah.
But so, I go ahead. Okay. I'm just...
So what
I'm just
I do...
sad that, you know, I probably won't run out and get it.
Yeah, there's a lot of good things just to do.
I thought of it, though.
I like buying things at one place and then buying the roll at another drive-thru. Not as much anymore because I eat healthier. But I used to... If I found out a place had a pretzel bun, but I didn't like their burger, I'd go get the pretzel bun, whatever, just with the burger. Then I'd drive to the other fast food place and take it and put it in the pretzel bun. Mm-hmm. That's what my friend did with the Burger King and not whatever that burger is with no meat.
He went the and put Impossible
it,
Burger.
Yeah, he put it on a pretzel roll. Yeah. Huh. Anyway. So.
Todd, that's something that I admire about you, and that I don't know if I'm guilty of it is the right words to say, but I really firmly believe that you should get what you want.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. as long as you don't bother anybody, I think stuff like that. Like I now want to do that. I want to get the bun I like with...
Life's better if you have a preference. That's what someone told me once. It's better if you have a preference.
Right? Well, yeah. People that are always like, I don't care, or whatever you want, are always like, you know, come on.
And you said the key element of it...
Let's both get excited about something together instead of like just...
You said a key element. You go, you're of course nicely, not to get what you want in some disgusting way, but it just means we're just talking about not like your ambitions in life, but like, you know, just... If I want something sweet that I'm thinking about, I was in Florida. I flew in Thanksgiving Day, which was fine. It was a beautiful day. And then when I got there, I only done this once before, but I was craving it.
Did you go to a deli?
No. I wish I would have, but it was too late. But I did. It went to McDonald's.
So you're not going
to
tell us the deli story?
What deli story?
We'll be right back.
Oh, no, he didn't.
Just me and Todd and his band, and you know,
I
in
just
a
sat there smoking
room
in the
smaller
dark
than
watching.
This. Awesome. Yeah, we all smoked a ton of weed. Hey, we're back. That's so funny. Like on a regular talk show, everybody would be embarrassed that they were talking about smoking weed during the break. And I'm like, no, okay. Just realized this is what show I'm on.
Busted.
Busted.
What were we talking about, Tom?
So I went to I didn't go to McDonald's. Somebody did a run, and I got. I don't want a milkshake, but I wanted an ice cream. But I want it. I don't want a small. When you get an ice cream, they put it in a small thing. You have to say, "Can I have a large McFlurry with nothing in it?" You basically get a bigger cup of ice cream. So I get that. Boom. Okay. You could get a small one anyway. It doesn't matter. Then I got a strawberry milkshake. Then I take a spoon. I took the time to get a real spoon from the hotel. It's so much better. And I take some vanilla, which is nice and thick because it's ice cream. And then I dip it into the milkshake. And the creaminess, it's like the strawberry and the they're different textures because you have the ice cream's one texture, the other milkshake's a different texture, different coldnesses, but they're both cold. And then it's so good.
I'm going to do that.
It sounds like you could do chocolate vanilla, but there you go. Get some vanilla ice cream, dip it in. Oh, it's so good.
I like to, my thing at McDonald's is you get a McFlurry, your choice, and then you get three of the Toll House cookies and you make a cookie ice cream sandwich.
Wow, that's good.
That's the way to go. But that's only when I'm, on weekdays.
You guys, these hacks, my goodness.
Can I tell you something that sometimes you think something, you go, there's no way they haven't thought about that. I have that happen a lot. I go, I'm giving them credit. There's no way. But McDonald's, I don't get it. It could be called ice cream a la mode. Is that when you do apple pie and you put, right?
I don't know.
With ice cream on it. What's that called?
A la mode is just like when you add ice cream to it.
So they have all the products to do it. They have all the products to do it. I know they have to present things in a way they do, so they have to invent a cup and then call it ice cream a la mode. Take it hot apple pie, they already have it. Put it in the glass so you see it. Fill it up with ice cream, but the pie's still on the edge. Put a little caramel sauce on the top and put a lid on it. And then you eat it, you get ice cream, apple pie, a little caramel sauce. What the fuck? What the fuck? There's no way that wouldn't be a good seller. So McDonald's, come on.
Come on, McDonald's. And make it happen. And Todd will not want any credit for it.
No, I will.
He'll just order it and enjoy it and be happy that he made it happen.
There can't be any legal.
Why don't you just buy those two things there and jam it together yourself?
Well, I do. But I don't want to do it anymore. I'm tired. Okay. Driving around getting pretzel rolls from one place.
I can't wait to hear you about the deli now.
I don't have a deli story.
You did earlier. What was it called? Tell us a deli.
Our deli.
That's not a story. That's just a thing that happened. I guess that's a story. It's a boring story, is what I'm trying to say.
Good title for a Todd Glass book. No stories, just things that happened.
Just things that happened.
Anyway, let's do some pot topics.
Hot topic.
And some dabs. Can we mix them up?
I'm going to do one.
Okay. That's perfect. While Todd's doing a dab, Alicia can tell us a story. Then that way, you're too busy with the dab to interrupt.
I don't interrupt. I talk a lot, but I also listen.
I was speaking just now, Todd. All right, let's all not interrupt.
A couple of days ago, recreational dispensaries opened in Michigan. Yeah, awesome. That's exciting.
Congrats, Michigan. Michiganders.
It's like a story of this one specific guy, John Sinclair. He's now 78, but in 1969, when he was 28, he got arrested for having two joints on him, and he spent 3 years in prison. So he, went out that day to go buy his first legal weed. But apparently, while he was in prison, there was a huge rally for his release with, John Lennon and Yoko Ono and Bob Seger and Stevie Wonder. They, put on a huge thing to try to get him out.
A long time ago?
Back in 69.
You should try and remember it.
That's when Lennon was alive.
Yeah. That's crazy, though.
Yeah, just so you're like, that somebody spent 3 years in jail
for two joints. Yeah.
Oy. Yeah, it's nuts.
Then a bunch of famous pot smokers came out to support to try and get him out.
That's why you want to be fighting the right cause, because that same person that did that walked down the street and wait a second. The cop that arrested him for smoking pot walked down the street and, sometime during that period. Back then, there was some segregated, the real problem, and that just got ignored with somebody for pot. I half know what I'm talking about. I forgot. I knew that was before segregated. restaurants. So it was a bad analogy, but you got one. And what else was, what year was this?
69.
Something shitty was going on then.
Lots.
Yeah, a lot of shitty shit.
Went to the moon.
Well, that's good.
Well, yeah.
I'm not looking just to...
Well, we went to the moon.
Yeah.
It's going to be pretty cool. Like, I think that a lot of these pioneering figures in these situations are really going to be, they're going to have a good place in history because, weed's just going to be legal and everybody's going to be into it. And you could talk about it like people fucking talk about wine.
Yeah.
And nobody can be like, oh, what are you?
Oh
no.
Ooh.
Marijuana.
His moms can drink wine.
Mexican word. Marijuana.
People, I think probably even like, only because I'm reminded, I forget too, that it's not like where we're at or where other, whatever city you're in that might be like, progressive. But I had this, a friend of like an aunt's that smokes pot, and she's like 75. And about 2 years ago, she goes, I got tired of lying. I go, I'm a full-grown adult. And I just once go, I'm going to step outside and have a little pot. She goes, and then slowly people would join me. Like, people go, I'll go outside. I was like, I knew you. Basic of what she was saying was that she was going to talk about it like drinking and not be embarrassed. Because it felt foolish to her. She felt like, I'm an adult. Why am I sneaking outside to smoke pot so no one will know? And that made me do that, too, like in situations. Go, yeah, and you know what happens all the time? I go home for the Christmas holiday. First time I did it, I went, I'm going to go outside and smoke pot. Like, five people joined me. I was like, oh, this might be a fun get-together now. We got fucked up, man.
Oh, Jesus.
We got so fucked up. We were fucked up, Doug. My mom got fucked up. My stepdad got fucked up. We were fucked up. It was the best Christmas ever. We were all fucked up. Everybody was fucked up. All my brothers were like, we're fucked up. Everybody would get fucked up. Oh, those were the days.
But you don't remember any of it.
Nah, what's to remember? I want to do a dab. Let me get
it. Yeah,
I
get it.
All right.
Did I do one yet?
I don't think so.
Not since the show started.
I'm not going to do a strong
when
one.
When it goes green, go for it.
When it goes green, go me. Just breathe in.
Yeah.
Right here.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Yeah, we both did dabs before the show.
I'm not trying to be a hero, so just take it easy.
You want to finish this, Alicia?
Sure.
I think that's enough for me. That does a lot. That's strong as shit. Sorry for my language.
It's concentrated.
It's concentrated. It's a funny character, the guy. I was fucked up. I got so
especially
fucked up.
He's talking
up.
About weed and not Grey Goose.
It's funny.
Hey, you also mentioned like a somewhat current movie, Todd. What was that?
Mr. Rogers.
Yeah, you saw the Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood.
Yes.
Yeah.
How'd that work out for you?
I mean, you guys went too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought Tom Hanks is amazing.
You don't realize until someone does it perfect, it could have been a little off and you would have hated the whole movie.
But
he was so brilliant. Everything, it was just so good of a feeling. I saw the documentary and then that. It was just so, it was overwhelming. And moment after moment of being overwhelmed with love and positivity. And can we say one thing that happened? Because I don't think it ruins the movie for anybody.
Okay.
That they actually...
We'll trust you.
Hopefully
everyone watching is high, so...
Well, that they let...
They'll just
mute it for a second.
There was a real thing years ago where Mr. Rogers took an award, and he asked the audience at home to close their eyes and think of somebody that helped get you where you're at today. He goes, you just close your eyes, I'll keep an eye on the clock. And at an award show, there wasn't a peep. They recreated that where, obviously Tom Hanks playing Mr. Rogers looks into the camera and says, as you know, the same thing. And... the whole theater, I said, oh, please don't anybody make, like, nobody for 60 seconds. And I, for the first 20, I was just couldn't believe how quiet it was in the theater. And then I remembered, oh, shit, do what you're supposed to be doing. And I started thinking of some people. And then I started crying. I was like, oh, my God, this is great. Because, it was just, and then during the credits, for the documentary, every single person stayed during the credits of the theater. Mm-hmm. Every single person. So I was going to hope that would happen again. In a weird way, it took this great experience and then it bummed me out at the very end because half the people left. But then half the people stayed during the credits, and it became even more warm because those people were aware. What the fuck? You don't have to take this and change your whole life. But if you, where are you fucking rushing to? So now I've enjoyed this beautiful movie, but I was getting pissed at certain people that were leaving, going, this can be like this. Why would you want to leave this? And then everybody, half the people left, and
Todd,
the other,
what? I have to
I'm
go.
Almost done.
I gotta go.
Then the other half stayed.
Todd,
and I was just,
really
I know I'm making
seconds.
Sense. I know I'm.
We got 30
we're
seconds.
We're done.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But will you stay and do the next show?
I want to talk about this more.
Okay.
I think I only
we'll
need 20
a pre-tape.
Seconds.
We'll do a pre-tape, and we got a hard out here. We'll do a pre-tape, okay. And we'll start. Thank you, Taylor. Thank you, Alicia. And, yeah,
bye.
We got to go. But we'll,
I'm doing
we'll
one
pick
of those
up
little...
where we left off. Oh. We did a good job remembering everything
we did.
That we were supposed to talk about that you brought up. Do more of the stuff where they get to do stuff for the next show. We'll have another guest too.
No,
see you next Tuesday.